Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it is treating you good on this April 21st, 2023, 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Mailoff here. I am joined by Seth Habhacker.
Good morning, everyone.
Our head of production with us today. We are going to have a good sounding show.
Just because I'm here. Right?
Yeah. Okay. But he's not on the board. So,
he
takes no blame for any sound effects or any bad noises or anything. And that's actually coming up for you. So we got a lot of fun lined up for you today. We are going to get into some fun things in our National Day of Calendar for not only today, but the weekend. We'll touch on that in just a little bit. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to get into some fun. We'll start it off with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center joining us, and then we'll, of course, get into some interesting stories. Like, I want to get into, where is it? I have it right. That wasn't it. Where did it go? Oh, here it is. So, the top five things you can do to save the planet.
Oh, hey.
As we have Earth Day coming up,
I
want to get into that.
And get behind that.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Along with that, four things you did not know about Earth Day.
All right.
So we got those coming up for
Very
you a little
cool.
bit later. 8 o'clock hour will also feature Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. After Melissa's News, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
All right.
Got a great theme song we're going to play today, maybe from a TV show, maybe from a movie. We'll see. Wait,
who knows?
We play that song, you call up at 424-2600, get the answer right, and boom, just like that, you win a family pack from our friends from Culver's. That's two adult meals, two kids meals. That is a meal you don't have to worry about.
Nice.
That is covered for you, thanks to our friends at WFHR and, of course, at Culver's.
Yeah.
And a good morning to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock hour, got some entertainment news I want to touch on. We'll let you know what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen. We're going to talk about Jack Nicholson a little bit because we want to.
Sure, why not?
And it's his birthday tomorrow.
Oh, so, great. Yeah, let's talk about him.
He's going to be 86 tomorrow.
Wow.
Only getting finer. Only get fine like wine. Jack, that's going to be fun. Looking forward to that. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. The sun did us a solid.
Yeah.
Decided to show its shining face this morning, and that's a nice thing. Hello, sun. Nice to see you.
That was a curveball.
Yeah.
So is this the – are we going to get more of this? We're going to find out. We're going to find
out a little bit later. I guess we will.
Here's hoping. Yeah. Anything that doesn't involve rain. Like, just for a little bit.
Just a little bit, please.
I'll tell you, though, watching some of the weather people and talking about the weather that we've had the last couple of weeks, everybody is saying the same thing, basically, that it is going to lead to a very beautiful spring and summer.
I hope so.
We are going to have a very green, very beautiful spring summer around here.
That'll be great. I'll take that.
Take that.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, there are we've got our Rapids 5K coming up next week.
Yep.
Encourage people to be a part of that if you can. It's all for a great cause of preventing childhood abuse and things. But it's a great time for the community to get out and everything. We've got a couple of marathon runners around here. JR is one, of course, and we talk with him. I actually love talking with JR about that. It's something that I want to do one day.
Mm.
I love running, and I was in track and field in school and all those things. During the Olympics, it's my go-to thing. More than basketball or anything else, I am glued to track and field. Just love watching it. And I'd like to get into the marathon game. I'd like to try it, at least just to know that I could do it.
Yeah, sure.
I've always been in races where I had to go fast, you know, 4Ks, relays, things like that, or whatever. But something like this is a little more of an endurance thing.
It is.
I like the idea of that. I like the challenge of that. I want to try it.
Very different animal, yeah.
And if it doesn't work, then I've got options because our first story of the day, Seth, isn't that a right story? but it gives. I feel like it gives people ideas, but maybe not good ones.
Oh no.
Runner Josiah Zakharovsky took a flight from Australia to the UK to compete in the ultra marathon, and then she used a car to finish the race.
What? Wait, what?
It was only after, but that's not the that ain't right part, Seth.
Okay.
That ain't even the that ain't right part.
Oh, no.
It was only after she accepted the third place prize that she revealed she had cheated during the 2023 GB Ultras Manchester to Liverpool, according to BBC News. According to a Facebook post, it was neck and neck with the other. She was neck and neck with the other top runners in the 50-mile race, but the 2.5 miles of it, she ran in a car. She drove a car. For one note, she's a doctor. So she definitely knows better. She said that she had become lost and her leg felt sore around the 25-mile mark, so her friend gave her a lift to the next checkpoint where she tried to tell race officials she was quitting. When I got to the checkpoint, I told them I was pulling out and that I had been in the car, and they said, "You will hit yourself if you stop." So who is to blame here?
Wait, whoa.
They basically like told her, she continued on the race, but said it was a non-competitive way. She just was sure that she just didn't want to overtake other runners.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But in the end, she and second place finisher Emily Newton were just 22 seconds apart, according to the Post, and Kelsey Wilberly took first place, finishing with just under 7 hours.
Oh my goodness.
So a shout out to Kelsey, a shout out to Emily. Great job by them. The race officials are wrong here for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, they should have just asked her to leave the race. She did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go up there and you're up there standing there taking the third place when somebody's in fourth place.
Yeah.
Like, right. Why did you say something there?
Then you would. Yeah. You'd think.
You would hope.
You would hope.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's not even the that ain't right part to me. The that ain't right part to me is you cheat, you use a car, and you finish third. How does that happen?
That's weird. Oh, man. I mean, look,
I am not a fan of cheating at any level, whether it's a board game or the professional level or anything. I'm not cool with it. But if you're going to do it, I mean, at least win the dang thing. At least come out on top.
Yeah,
I want a record-breaking thing. I've heard some other people chime in about this, like, no, she did it right. If she finished first, then it would be too obvious. Nah.
No.
No, if you're going to cheat, go all out.
Yeah.
When is the last time you heard of a cheater just kind of like just half doing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right.
Just a little bit. You know, I mean, I don't have any respect for cheating whatsoever, but at least the Houston Astros won the World Series.
Yeah. You know, valid point. They didn't finish last, you know, because that would have just been ridiculous.
It's really
like you
bad.
Guys cheated and you still couldn't win. What the heck, you know?
They pick on my Black Sox. They love to bring up the 1919 right. Black Sox and everything. I always bring up Shoeless Joe Jackson. Yes, he took the money. He also batted 316. And,
yeah,
and
right.
Would have been the MVP had they won the whole thing mm-hmm. and everything. I mean, that's the way you cheat. That's
yeah, there
the
you way, go. Yeah.
Or maybe it's just the Chicago in me. I don't know.
I don't know.
I just feel like if you're going to do it, at least do it right.
That just sounds like a comedy of errors
yeah.
right there. It's just a whole mess.
I feel like that's a sketch.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a sketch that's coming.
The truth is stranger than fiction.
It always is, isn't it?
Life writes itself.
I also had to do a little bit of a segue there, too, because as I mentioned the Astros, I mentioned baseball.
Yeah.
Seth and I have to do a little.
We're talking softball.
We're going to talk a little baseball now.
All right.
I have to get this in there any chance I get. All season long, anytime we talk baseball, anytime we talk Rafters,
yep.
I'm going to get this in. And we are going to talk a little bit of Rafters. Not only is WFHR the home of your Rafters,
mm-hmm.
every game the Rafters have ever played has aired right here on WFHR.
That's right.
We have carried everything of theirs, and we're so dang proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Steph and I talked to our new friend yesterday, Tyler Miller. He is the operating manager with your Rafters.
Okay.
Tyler's going to join us on Playmakers on Monday.
Excellent.
Cannot wait. We're looking forward to that. Tyler's going to join us. He's got some cool news he's going to tell us about. We're going to talk about the new GM with the Rafters, some of the new players, the new season, some of the promotions coming up. We're going to talk a lot of that. We're going to be talking softball. We're talking baseball.
Baseball, man.
We're not talking softball. We're
yeah.
talking baseball. We can't wait for Tyler to join us on Playmakers. Playmakers, of course, every Monday from 10 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Join us for that. A shout out to Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring the show. Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Buy mm-hmm. local, support local. Got a fun show lined up on Monday. Seth will be in with us for that one.
Yeah.
And we'll talk with Tyler Miller about all things Rafters.
Rafters.
Cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun. For now, we'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We will come back, have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James tag team in this one for you. Hope you're having a great Friday out there. Happy Friday, everybody.
Yay.
I haven't even said Happy Friday yet. Yeah. Happy Friday, everyone.
Time for us to dive into our National Day of Calendar. And oh, I like this. National Bulldogs and our beautiful day. Yeah, they are. My favorite type of dog, bulldogs. Shower your bulldog. Don't tell my fur brother Sam that,
yeah,
by
don't
the
say
way.
That.
He gets really gets bent out of shape about that one. Shower your bulldog with love and affection. Meet other bulldog owners and post pictures of your best friend to prove to everyone that bulldogs are beautiful. Bulldogs, it corresponds with the day that the bulldog was officially recognized by dog breeders back in 1886.
Wow.
Bulldogs are associated with the Aztec Mastiff, which lived around 400,000 BC in Mesopotamia.
Oh, wow.
Man, they're really challenging my tongue this
they
morning.
They are really,
it's
man.
It's not even 8 o'clock. Come on. The Mastiff was introduced to Europe by traveling nomads.
Oh, wow.
Since then, breeders helped form the different kinds of bulldogs that exist today. These include the English Bulldog, the French Bulldog, the American Bulldog. As one of the most popular breeds, bulldogs are known to be lovable. They provide overall general happiness to every dog owner. They are one of the sweetest creatures walking the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Love bulldogs. Also very slobbery.
They love to slobber.
They do love to slobber, but that just makes them more lovable.
And had pretty good wrestling record, too, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Oh, wait, that was the British Bulldogs.
Nice. I would have went Georgia Hoyas,
yeah.
But that's better. What you did was much better.
That
was
my high school, growing up, that was our mascot, was the Bulldogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know what it is, but even before I really was around dogs and knew dogs, mm-hmm. I liked bulldogs. We had a guy in the neighborhood that had one, and it was kind of like the first dog I was really around and everything, mm-hmm. and it just was the coolest, sweetest thing. I just remember people always calling it ugly, and I always thought they were cool looking. I thought they were...
I think they're cool looking, yeah.
When I think of like a dog, like just generic dog, the pop in my... like that's one of the first, if not the first face
really?
To pop in my head
well,
is a bulldog.
That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. My cousin had one when we were growing up called Gus. We call him Gus the Bus.
I love English Bulldogs, but they are one of those animals you should not get unless you have the time for them.
Yes.
You got to clean in those, in creases yep. and stuff and everything. Yep. They need a little more care. A
lot of attention, yeah.
But they are worth it. They are worth it. I would retire right now if it meant I could take care of bulldogs for a living.
There
and
you
make
go.
A living doing it. Oh, you'd never see me again, man. That's all I'd be doing. But just on some sanctuary up yep. Upper Wisconsin.
The bulldog guy.
Yeah, just bulldog guy. That's all they know me as. They don't even know my name anymore. American Red Cross Giving Day.
That's very good.
Very good one.
Yes, indeed.
The American Red Cross has given health care to those in need for generations, from volunteer blood drives to mobile vaccination sites. Volunteer to help today. There is never a bad time in human history to donate blood.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't need me to tell you that since the pandemic, we were already hurting before there.
Mm-hmm.
But plasma, blood, we are in dire need of that.
Always, yeah.
And you just... I don't like to twist it this way, but you never know when you might be the person that needs it.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you feel better about this had you given to the cause, to this? And you just, strangers helping strangers.
Right, exactly.
That is what humanity is about.
Yeah, yeah. Just, I mean, it's if you want to think about it in terms of not yourself, think about your family, though.
Yeah.
If someone in your family needs blood, think about that. So,
National Kindergarten Day.
All right.
Join your children at kindergarten by volunteering and engaging with kids of this adorable age. Don't have kids? Let your inner kid out by having a snack and taking a nap. There you go. Oh, I love that.
Oh, oh man. Yes. Kindergarten kids, yeah, they're cute at first.
Yes, yes, yes. How about if your kids are in their 20s, then you could do the whole taking a nap thing and coloring and all
there
that.
There you go,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really good today. It really does. I was up all night last night. Somebody in our neighborhood had a car alarm going off.
Oh, no.
And I was over at my folks, and I run into my dad, and we're looking at each other. And we're like, are we back in Chicago?
What happened here?
This only happens in the city. Why is this? It's crazy. There's a magical time during childhood where we start spending our days away from our parents at homes. It's the first times we do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's our chance to walk into the real world and see how big it is and how exciting and adventurous it can be. It is our first real, like there's certainly, I would say that learning to tie your shoes, going to the bath, you know, being
yeah.
potty trained, those are your true first days of independence.
Mm-hmm.
But this is really those first steps of it.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't realize that you're too young to be able to comprehend that stuff and everything, but it is a fact. One of the greatest things I will ever take part in is taking my daughter to her first day of kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget it. It was awesome.
I was going to ask you, how did your kids react to that first day? How were they about
she,
it?
She had a moment where she was looking at me and mm-hmm. and like, hey, you stay. Like it wasn't like she could do the waterworks thing and everything,
yep.
but it wasn't a go-to for her. Like,
right.
She okay. could just give you a look. And she had those big old eyes and everything, mm-hmm. much like my sister.
Yeah.
And would just like immediately, not, I wasn't just around her finger. She had me wrapped around her soul. Like, so for a second there, I'm like, oh, am I staying? Am I going?
Yeah.
But the teacher let us stay that first day. So we hung out until like, I think 10 o'clock or something
okay,
like
sure.
that in the morning. It was great. It was awesome.
That's really cool.
The one thing was, and I know I've told this story before, but I'm very proud of her, so I will tell it again. Everybody was drawing penguins as their first activity.
Mm-hmm.
And she had her little chocolate milk there, and she's drawing her penguin, and she wanted to make it purple. And the teacher asked her to, no, Isabel, penguins are black and white. And Izzy looked really upset by this. So I made the point, being me, to make sure that every parent could hear me in there. Isabel, you color that penguin purple if you want. You color it any color you want. I was not trying to, you know, dismantle the teacher or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But come on. It's kindergarten. I don't care if you want to make it polka dots. Let them be imaginative. Let them
yeah,
have fun.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
We start learning our ABCs, our colors, our shapes, and our creativity, our imagination at this age.
Yes.
Kindergarten Day celebrates this event and the man who is credited with starting it all, Johann Friedrich Oberlin.
Mm-hmm.
Born on the 21st of April.
Oh,
born
there
on this
you
day.
Go. Yeah, very cool.
National Chocolate-Covered Cashews Day. That was a good.
Yummy.
National Tea Day.
Nice.
I'm definitely trying to get more tea in my diet.
Does this count? No, that's coffee.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I wish coffee counted.
Yeah, because I remember having you. They have singles now, coffee singles that are like in tea bags.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I like, can I fake this? I say, yeah, it's tea. See, it's a tea bag. No, okay.
No. It is World Creativity and Innovation Day.
All right.
Today is the one day to be creative and innovative.
And that's it.
Any other day, stop it.
Stop doing that.
View the world, though. Do it every day. View the world in a different way on World Creativity Innovation Day by thinking about creative solutions to a problem or engaging with other thinkers and creators. Everybody in every job can do this.
Yeah.
Any job involves problem solving. That mm-hmm. involves being creative. Mm-hmm. You are creative.
That's right.
Insanity is doing the same thing over and over the same way and just expecting a different result.
Exactly.
Being creative and trying things differently is what makes the world go round.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're nowhere without this.
Yeah.
It's a really good one. I like that one. National Yellow Bat Day. The intelligence unit that supported the U.S. Army operations during the Vietnam conflict was responsible for analyzing intercepting communications. The unit was disbanded in the 1970s, but its legacy lives on. Today is a day to honor them.
Oh.
Join us in showing respect and appreciation for a secret U.S. Army intelligence agency that got its start in the 60s, and please do yourself a favor and learn more about it. I don't know if there's been movies or TV shows based on it, but when my grandfather told me about this group of people, back in the day, it was like he was telling me about superheroes.
Wow.
I might as well have been being told Batman or Superman for the first time and everything. That's the way that our military was to me. That's the way these different groups, these, you know, SEAL Team 6 and all these groups and everything. But they're better than superheroes because they're real. They're actually real. These are true human beings.
That's right.
They are the definition of what a hero is. We throw around terms way too much. Genius, hero, legend, goat, all these things. Save those words for when it's really used. Like right now, heroes. Every one of these people.
Yes, indeed.
I wanted to go ahead and do a quick run through the weekend, see what there is in store for our National Day Ofs. Tomorrow's National Beagle Day. That's a good one. Beagles are cool.
Beagles. My parents had a beagle. My sister had a beagle for a while.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jelly Bean Day is tomorrow.
Jelly beans are good.
Yeah, I love
very
jelly
tasty.
Beans. Yeah, jelly beans are so good. A couple of real good ones here, too. International Marconi Day.
That's perfect for us, man, yeah. Right where we are now.
This fits a couple of things for us right here. This 24-hour amateur radio event honors the legacy of Italian radio producer Guillermo Marconi. And that is the way you're properly supposed to say Marconi. You're supposed to almost say it with an H in there.
Marconi. Oh, I see what you say. Okay, cool.
for whom it is named. Join the network to get involved. Amateur radios. We just had amateur radio, a ham radio day.
Not that far away. Yeah.
Certainly a big part of what we do, big part of the world. And encourage you to learn about the great man.
Yes, indeed.
Marconi.
He was an interesting guy, I've got to say. He was a fascinating person. Yeah.
National Record Store Day is tomorrow.
Oh, one of my favorite days of the year.
I love Record Store Day. Mm-hmm. I love vinyl. Love record stores in general.
Yes.
But love vinyl. Want to send a gigantic shout out to our friends at Radio Chaos in Stevens Point.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only record store I know of in shouting distance of us.
I think that's correct. Yes,
and that's the way it's been since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Aiden and I, we spent pretty much every weekend through senior year in high school at Lincoln. We Friday right after school, heading right up to Point and going to Radio Chaos. Fridays was when he'd usually get his imports in, and we get our imported vinyl and all that and everything. I can't imagine how much money we spent on that stuff.
Oh, I bet.
God, we loved it, though. It was awesome.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Still got it. Still got all of it.
Go visit them tomorrow. It's the perfect day to do it.
And, wherever there's a record store near you, stop by. It isn't always about buying stuff. Sometimes it's about supporting these places and just helping them keep alive. Keep some traffic in there. Buy local. Support local.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to include also local bookstores in that.
Yeah, sure.
Used bookstores especially. Go to these stores. Go to these places, these establishments. Let them know that they are still valuable and we still need them in our community.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, tomorrow, the big one, Earth Day.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit more about this a little bit later in the show, but as threats to the Earth grow, so too do the global initiatives that seek to preserve it, whether through volunteer work, donations, or political lobbying. Yeah, it is rough out there. Yeah, it seems impossible to help sometimes. If everybody does their part, and that means everybody is in on this and everybody's on the same page. I'd like to think that we're closer now than we've ever been to a point where we can all agree there is issues here.
Yes.
And we need to do what we can to save the planet.
Right.
Because I don't want this to get lost on people. The Earth Day is yes, about the planet, about saving the planet, all those things. It's about humanity as well. Like, the Earth will still be here if we're not. Have you seen the moon? The moon is rolling just fine without people, without life or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We already got a moon. We don't need another one. We need somewhere to live, somewhere to hang out, somewhere to talk, somewhere to do all the things we love to do as human beings. This is it. We feel this is the only option. Forget about Venus. Forget about Mars. Forget about the moon and all this stuff. This is it.
Right here.
No other scenario is even plausible right now. We're not even close to any other problem.
No, we're not. No,
no matter what some fools out there will tell you or anything like that, scientists, NASA, actual people with brains will tell you that we are nowhere near this. Mm-hmm. We ought to make this planet work.
Yeah.
It's the Native American proverb always comes to mind with this. We don't plant trees for us to see them. We plant them for our children to.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that. It's about tomorrow.
Yeah. And I don't want anyone to think that, if they say, well, if I just do this little thing, what's it going to do kind of thing? No. Every little bit, every single bit helps.
Yeah.
Every single thing helps, no matter how small, no matter how big, all these different things. Let's take them all. Let's do them all. Let's get them all out there. All these different ways of helping. We can do it.
Sunday's got some great ones on it. It's National Lost Dog Awareness Day.
Wow.
That's a great one. Keep an eye out. Big shout out to Lost Dogs of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great organization. It's a Facebook group that if you lose your dog, you reach out to them, send them a picture of your dog. They have people literally throughout the whole entire state that are on that Facebook page. That person, that stranger, somebody sees that dog, they mention it to them, they get back to you, you get your little fur brother Sam back.
Yep.
That's how it worked for us. I'm very thankful to them. Great organization. And there's a lot of great organizations out there doing that kind of work. How about the organizations that take those dogs in when they aren't able to get back to their owner? A big thank you to all of our humane societies out there. Certainly Madison and our friends over at the Southfield County Humane Society. But the Portage Humane Society, the Adams Humane Society. There's all good humane societies in hollering distance of
us.
You
bet.
It is National Talk Like Shakespeare Day on Sunday.
Verily.
That could get very annoying very quick.
That would be very annoying.
I would say it might almost be better than that. I encourage everybody to try some Shakespeare. Try doing some Shakespeare.
Yeah.
It's really not that hard, and once you get the rhythm down, it's actually kind of fun to do.
It is, and remember, it's supposed to, you know, reading Shakespeare is great. I love reading Shakespeare, but it's supposed to be spoken.
Yes.
Out loud. Just say it. Even if you're by yourself, you're looking at a little Shakespeare, read it out loud. Like James said, when you get the rhythm down, when you get the beat, it's poetry. Just remember that. And once you get that down, yeah, it flows so wonderfully. It's so much fun to do.
Sunday is World Book Night. Great chance to read and maybe read as you're going to bed.
Books are the best.
Yeah. National Take a Chance Day is Sunday. Never a bad thing for that.
Take a chance.
I knew it was popped in my head, too. I was trying to move on and get it out of my head got stuck. Before the ear war began. Talking softball. That'll get it back. Sunday is National Lover's Day.
Lover.
Get up to your smooth lover.
So play some Barry White,
yes,
and then you're good to go right there.
I would prefer Marvin Gaye.
Well, Marvin Gaye would work,
Barry
too.
White,
yeah.
Works. Barry,
yeah,
White works. You know, I mean, Al Green. You know,
Al Green would work, yep.
Mm-hmm. Pull on a little of that. Have some fun. Enjoy. National Cherry Cheesecake Day is also Sunday. And National Picnic Day is Sunday as well.
Ooh. I hope the weather holds out.
If it is, nice. What a great day it would be to get a picnic in.
Your first picnic of the year, yeah.
How about this? National get a picnic in on Lover's Day. Get a picnic in with your lover. And keep an eye out for lost dogs.
We can combine our days.
Yes.
Let's
and
do
when
it.
When you're done, play some table tennis. Sunday is World Table Tennis Day.
It is fun.
I do love table tennis.
Yeah,
it is
a fun game.
Enjoy all these things throughout the weekend. And, you know, when you know these things come up and your friends are like, why are we doing this? Why are we playing table tennis while we're picnicking? Like, because they told me on WFHR. They heard it on the National Day of Calendar.
Here you go. So you get your picnic, you play table tennis, and then you get busy on the table. There you go. Your day is planned.
We're going to talk about, we're going to go to a That Ain't Right story in Florida when we get back. Have some more fun after Melissa's news on The Morning Show at Seth and James. Taking it to you right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR. Time to get down. It's a Friday.
That's right.
Get that groove going. Welcome back. Hope your Friday is treating you groovy, everybody.
Groove is in the heart.
Groove is. The chills that you spill up my back keep me filled with satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come. Little Bootsy Collins
I
in
know.
There. Can't get enough Bootsy Collins.
I don't care I don't care what anyone says. This is one of my all-time favorite songs.
It's
bar none.
Yeah, yeah. It really is a groove you can get
yes.
into. It really is. No, I don't mean to make a pun about it, but it really is. This next story is just a shake your head kind of story. I don't even feel right calling it a That Ain't Right story. I feel like Florida is home to most of our That Ain't Right stories. We say hello to our listeners in Miami and the Tampa area that have joined us in the last couple of years. Thank you so much for that. And they have such a good spirit about this.
That's good.
They laugh at them as much as we do. But
they know who they are.
This one, I don't really blame Floridians for.
Oh, okay.
Florida gets a bad rap sometimes, but it's not fair to judge an entire state by its endless supply of ridiculous criminals. This, however, is ridiculous. Yesterday, the authorities in Florida decided to test a mobile emergency alert system by sending everyone a loud alarm on their smartphones at 4:45 a.m.
No.
I just went through this this last night with the car alarm and everything. Millions of people were rudely awakened to a message on their phone saying, test, test, test.
Oh, wow.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. No action is required.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah. Later, the government apologized and admitted they botched it.
Oops.
It wasn't meant to be sent out to phones that early. It was supposed to play on TV.
Oh, okay. Well, so yes, we can't blame the good people of Florida for this one.
No, this is the people in charge down there.
They made the mistake.
A Republican politician says he's planning to file a bill called the Stop Wake Act to ban the tests from happening between 10 and 8 o'clock. Way to get on that. Wait. Because I'm sure that there's nothing else in Florida that needs bills. Or Florida needs,
you know, perfect state. Nothing wrong there.
All I've ever heard is everything's perfect there. So, sure. Since you got nothing better to do, go ahead and do this. Why do we have politicians? What are we doing? Why do we do this?
Gotta get on that.
It was a mistake. It was bad. It was a mistake.
Sure.
You know what's a bigger mistake? Messing with the emergency broadcast system. In Florida, where every 5 minutes there's an emergency. This is a weather emergency. Just wait 20 minutes and there's going to be another weather emergency. You think really tinkering with the National Weather Service? Like, just let them do their job.
Coming into hurricane season. Yeah, let's mess with it now.
Yeah. That seems like a great idea. Wonderful. God, what are they doing?
Man.
I don't understand.
I'm just shaking my head at that one. Yeah.
Things are running a little smoother.
Yeah, exactly.
We had some news break up last couple of days about this, Seth. Let's tell people about the tornado warning.
Yes. So there was supposed to be a statewide tornado drill yesterday, but because of possible severe weather in the southern part of the state, they postponed it till today. So it looks like today it looks like a much nicer day. So they will be doing their tornado drill today, which means that the National Weather Service will be conducting their weather radio test today at 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. today. So be on the lookout for that, everyone. If anyone switched over their local tests for like schools or anything like that, then they could do those today. But those were supposed to still take place yesterday. They said those are fine. Just go ahead with those, the localized ones. But the big test for the state will be happening today.
It looks like we're going to have the weather for it. So this test will more than likely go on today.
Looks like it'll be good.
So keep an ear out for it. Spread the word about it. Let people know. So you don't have a bunch of people running into grade schools trying to get under a desk. Because that's all any of us know how to do, what to do in a tornado.
That's it.
As adults, we have no idea what to do.
It's duck and cover. That's what we do for everything.
Find a basement. If you're in a vehicle, of course, find a ditch if you can. Getting lower to the ground, always the best case.
Yep.
Those sorts of things.
And this is the reason why we do this time of year, because we're getting ready for the severe weather that's coming up in spring and summer.
Thankful to have emergency broadcast tests in these
things. Yes, thank you very much for that.
Take a quick break. Come back. More fun in store on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. What you were saying about the B-52 song before, even with the controversy, even with all the things attached to his name and his legacy and everything, and especially how I feel about some of those subjects, I can't deny this beat. I can't deny this song. It's eternal. This song is eternal.
He was one of the great talents of our generation, and unfortunately of all the baggage that came along with all of that, of course, that we can't deny, and we have to be honest and upfront about it.
Yeah.
But the talent was still there.
It's one of those lessons we all kind of had to learn as we're learning it more and more. Now it's almost like an everyday thing, but when that news broke and everything with him, it was one of those ones where how do you balance the person on the field, off the field, the person, music, all that stuff.
Yeah, indeed.
But that music video is also eternal.
Yeah,
the lighting up of the steps and everything, that was huge back then. It's awesome.
It was something.
Cranky old men are right around about one thing. Sometimes it's healthy to realize you no longer have the energy to put up with some things.
Yeah, that's right.
One of the greater gifts you get with getting older is not caring as much. It's not about settling. It's not about you don't give a dang about things or anything like that. You choose your battles wiser as you get older.
Exactly.
Certain things don't matter as much. Mm-hmm. At certain times in life, it may matter to you what you're wearing to school or to work or something like that.
Right.
And, with certain jobs, you certainly have to think about that stuff. But then there's a point where get into the game and just like, I think I look good. I'm going to roll with this.
Let's roll with it.
You don't care about fashion and those kind of things. You're not worried about, keeping up on the most recent, slang terms and all this.
Okay.
You get comfortable with your age. You get comfortable, I think, more so with your life.
Right.
And just choosing your battles wisely.
I agree.
People on social media are talking about the things that they no longer have any patience for. And here are some of the best responses.
Okay.
Do you want to go to, like, there's 15 of these. You want to start at 15 or start at number one?
Let's start at number one.
All right. Family drama comes up at number one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say you're tired of it. It's another thing to be able to remove yourself from it.
That's kind of tough.
Yeah.
That's a little tougher to do.
I got relatives all over the country, and I get pulled into things in Arizona, in Illinois, in California. Yeah. I got pulled into we have some relatives in Israel. I got pulled into one over there once.
Oh,
I've never even been there.
What the heck?
Yeah. Family drama is like that, though. Yep. It is sticky glue. You touch it and you're stuck.
Yep.
You are not getting out of that. Yep. You are not getting out.
My father-in-law has a great expression for this. All families are dysfunctional. It's only a matter of degree.
Yes.
And that's basically true.
So true.
It's because it's populated by humans. Okay. Yes, we're all going to have conflict. We're going to have issues. We're going to have.
Human beings are flawed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, except for my mother. Every other human being. Just in case she's listening. No, human beings are flawed. So, of course, we're going to have drama. We're going to have tension.
It happens.
How about this one? Number two, working outside of work hours.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
I agree, but I am extremely guilty of this.
Mm-hmm.
When I started doing this morning show and everything with Bob, I realized I there was an opportunity here, and I had no idea what that would be. I just meant, like, co-hosting with Bob, that's all. I had no idea the things that would happen and everything, and being in charge one day. I don't treat our listeners like we are a tiny market or a medium market or something. Mm-hmm. I only know one speed. I treat our audience like a professional broadcast. Back in the day, especially with C. Hafer and our old owners or the owners at that time, wasn't making good money, was not paid right, and I could have just worked. I could have just done the job for the hours it was, but then the listeners suffer.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of the product suffers. If you're calling yourself locally grown radio, you better be broadcasting so much amount of hours from said location.
Right, makes sense.
There's certain things you've got to do.
Yeah.
That just makes sense. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make, doesn't logically add up not to do that.
Right.
So sometimes that involves working a little bit overtime, working a little bit extra hours and everything. I don't mind doing that. I'm also a workaholic. if I was talking to my kids, I'm talking to you, Melissa, any of our team. Yeah. No, I don't want you doing that.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
Want anybody else doing
it's a case of do what I say, not what I do. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's like, 100%. This is what I should be doing. I'm not, but you guys should do this.
100%. I admit the hypocrisy. I admit that I need to get better, grow up and all that. Yeah. Yeah. But just being honest about it. People who text and drive. Absolutely.
Oh,
that would be my top three.
Stop it.
Whatever is on your phone can wait.
It can wait.
There is nothing important enough for you to be chancing other people's lives, your own. The worst is when I see people with kids in the car doing this.
Oh, God.
What are you doing?
No.
There's no excuse nowadays. No. Everything's Bluetooth. Everything can be put on your, play through your speakers on your car and all this stuff. And if anything else, where are you going that you're going? Like, you've got hours before you can check your phone. Like, wherever you're going, especially in a town like this or in rural communities and everything, everything's 5-10 minutes away.
Yeah.
Wait 5-10 minutes before you get to said location, for God's sake.
I've got a way to turn this into a positive, okay? Mm. You know, so back in the day, phones were in our house. That's the only place our phone was. So if someone called, you weren't there, well, you'd have to call them back later, okay?
Yeah.
Why don't we use the time in our car to get away from our phones?
Yes.
Let's just say, okay, I'm going to this place. Okay, I'm going to put my phone down, turn it off, whatever you have to do, put it in the glove box. I don't care. Just take the chance, take the time. You know, listen to the radio. You know, chill out. Just relax.
I like to. I don't get a chance to listen to podcasts very often. Mm-hmm. So in the 5-10 minute drives I take usually, or if I'm going up the point to see Bria or something, that's when I'll listen to it. I'll have that on, and that's all my phone is doing. That's all that. When I get in the car, I'm in a routine where my phone becomes just an audio device. It doesn't make calls. It doesn't text. It doesn't do anything.
Right.
That's the way I look at my phone when I'm in the car.
Yep.
I I've been doing this since I've had a cell phone, and I've never had an issue. Mm-hmm. I've never had some gigantic emergency that I missed out on because five minutes it took me to get to said location
right.
or anything.
Right.
Just wait.
It's okay. You can wait.
Waiting on people who are constantly late to plans. That
Ooh,
can be, yeah.
That can yeah. be rough. Yeah, that can be tough. Yeah.
People who litter. Yeah. Yeah.
Are we still doing that?
Yeah, grow
People
up.
People still doing that?
Yeah,
Come
grow,
on.
Grow up.
Come on.
You're childish.
That's lazy.
That.
So lazy.
I would expect anybody under the age of 10 may be doing that, and that's it. And even then, it's a little borderline.
Yeah, like, exactly.
There's no reason. People who constantly blame others for the situation they are in. My God, yes. Yes, yes, yes. We need to get away from this. We yeah. need to get away from whataboutism, for one thing, and the whole I'm pointing the finger and not realizing I got three more pointing right back at me.
Yeah.
That takes some responsibility.
Yeah. It's not as hard as it seems, people. It really isn't, you know?
Well, how was it when you were a kid, and how are you as a parent, if you are one out there? But everybody's been a kid. Mm-hmm. What happened when you owned up to things with mom and dad?
Yeah.
I mean, usually things went a lot smoother. Yep. Maybe you got in a little bit of trouble, but not nearly as much trouble.
Yep.
As a society, how do we treat people that come forward with things, that own things? This doubling down that we're seeing with so many people nowadays of, oh, I get caught in a shameful act, and I'm just gonna, you know, double down. And what? You're darn right I did that. No, that's not cool. You're supposed to... kids are watching.
Yeah.
You want kids to be acting this way?
Yeah, well, apparently they do, which is kind of sad.
Or they just don't care. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they just don't care. Yeah.
Anything that has influencer in it. Anything.
It's just advertising. It's just a new way of advertising. That's all it is.
You are a model.
Yeah.
They already have this job. It's called modeling. That's what you're doing.
There's nothing new under the sun. It's just a different form.
You're taking a still picture of you with a product that you're getting paid to do.
That's right.
Is
exactly.
Is that not modeling? Is that not? If I was in the modeling game, I'd be very furious with the influencer game. Just call it what it is. Just own what it is.
Yeah.
Quit trying to make it sound smarter or fancier than it is.
No.
People being on their phone while in a conversation with you.
That's just weird.
Yeah, I don't,
that's just weird. No one can follow two. Maybe someone can follow two conversations at once. So someone's getting the short end of the stick here.
Trolls, basically, people who go out of their way to pick fights with people or be jerks, especially online. Yeah, I'll add to that group spoiler people that just like to spoil things for other people and stuff. They're keyboard cowards. They're childs. they're children.
It's like, where do you get all the time to do this? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, well, when all you got to do is, you know, you're just living in your parents' basement.
I suppose,
and you don't have anything else. You don't have a social life or anything like that, I suppose. That's how you come across.
I'm speculating.
I have no idea how true any of that is, but that's how trolls come across.
It really does seem that way, yeah.
Nobody's ever thought that was cool. Nobody's ever said, man, that comment, that childish comment that person made, that must be a really cool person doing that. That must be a really well-adjusted human being. People who attempt to force their beliefs and opinions on you, for the love of God, yes.
Please stop. I don't mind people's, you know, giving their viewpoint, you know, on that sort of thing, especially if they're asked.
Yeah.
That's fine, you know, if someone specifically wants to know what you feel about a certain issue or something like that, or belief or whatever it is. Nothing wrong with that. Sharing is fine. But don't try to – it's first of all, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work doing it like that.
If I ask you your opinion, do you like smooth peanut butter or crunchy? And you tell me I like smooth. I asked for that. That's cool.
Yeah.
But if you come up to me and we're strangers, and you're like, you need to eat crunchy peanut butter. Your never gonna amount to anything but crunchy peanut butter. Like, what are you doing? Like, that's nobody wants that. You wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
I love reversing those things on people. I love, have you given Judaism a try?
That's hilarious.
I don't mean it. I'm just trying to show them the ridiculousness of it.
Yeah, please stop.
It's one thing to share these things when they're asked.
Yeah.
It's another to force them on other people.
Yeah, exactly.
Outrage culture. Though people point out that some of the memes that come are kind of funny. But the cancel culture thing – It has a place. Certain people, you know, don't deserve to be in the public eye, don't right. deserve to be, you know, able to do some of the things that they were doing before.
Right.
Sports, entertainment, these things, these are privileges. There are other ways to make a living.
Yeah.
You don't get to keep doing that stuff with certain actions.
Yep.
But there needs to be a line. If we got outraged over everything, then what is it? If we put everything at a 10, then what happens when something really is at a 10?
Exactly.
Like, I don't know, a pandemic.
Yeah, exactly.
Look how we handled that. It could have been handled so much better without this outrage culture, without this cancel culture.
Yeah.
We can still cancel people. We can still do this because there are people out there that deserve to be taken away, that need to be removed.
Right.
But we also need to do this fair. The stuff that is happening to Jonathan Majors right now is very noteworthy. I'm not saying it's wrong. Or what, you know, if he did what he did, he's one of these people I'm talking about and everything. But how about we treat Dana White the same way? How about we treat those kind of, like, we don't seem to treat people the same way about this stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Under a lot of circumstances.
Yeah.
The final one on here, the airport.
Just the airport.
People
I love it.
Tired of the airport.
The airport.
That's funny. Take a break. We'll come back with an update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center and more fun on the morning show at WFHR.